Criminal justice issues haven't played much of a role in this year's presidential campaign, but with more than 2 million Americans incarcerated at a cost of about $30,000 per person annually, and with racial inequities rampant in the system, the issue is one of grave importance, both from a financial and human rights standpoint. The U.S. now spends $65 billion a year on incarceration, more than any other nation in the world. Among the Republican and Democratic presidential and vice presidential candidates, Democrat Joe Biden had the most active role on these issues, being lead sponsor of the omnibus crime bill that promoted more policing, more incarceration, and enhanced use of the federal death penalty. But he has also been a supporter of some important reform bills, which have yet to pass, such as equalizing penalties for possession of crack cocaine and powder cocaine, and addressing racial bias in the criminal justice system. Sarah Palin is on record supporting the death penalty, but doesn't have much of a record on other criminal justice issues. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Mark Maurer, executive director of the Sentencing Project, about the voting records of presidential candidates Senators Barack Obama and John McCain on criminal justice issues. He addresses the clear differences between the two while pointing out that Obama has moved toward the center on some of his positions since he began his bid for the White House.
Senator McCain doesn't have a long track record of speaking out on criminal justice policy issues. To a certain extent, when it comes to drug policy, he's indicated some support for diverting lower-level offenders into treatment rather than incarceration. In other areas, he's been fairly supportive of so-called get-tough policies, harsh penalties for different kinds of offenders. But in large part, he's been relatively silent on many of these issues, has supported more policing, law enforcement. Senator Obama has spoken out somewhat on the campaign trail, not an awful lot, but somewhat, about the need for reform of certain policies, particularly some drug laws and the crack cocaine sentencing policies in particular. The campaign in recent weeks in particular strongly endorsed the policing programs and points to the Clinton administration's pledged to put 100,000 new police on the streets and is promoting that quite heavily now as well. So both campaigns have not made this a major issue. To a certain extent, Senator Obama has been talking more about reform issues when these issues have come up.
Mark Maurer, it seems that Obama has moved away from his opposition to the death penalty. How would you describe the two candidates' positions now?
Well, Senator McCain has pretty much uniformly supported the use of the death penalty. Senator Obama does support the death penalty as well, although he would limit it to more extreme circumstances, as he puts it. When Senator Obama was in the legislature in Illinois, he was known for being very engaged in working for reforms to the death penalty process. Illinois has had, just a series of, terrible miscarriages of justice when it comes to the death penalty. And so there's been a series of reforms enacted that would minimize the possibility of an innocent person being convicted and just put some oversight into police and prosecutorial practices. Senator Obama, earlier in his career, had indicated he was opposed to the death penalty, and now what he calls heinous crimes, or recently when the Supreme Court ruled that the death penalty could not be applied in instances of rape of a child, Senator Obama publicly disputed that and said that he would have supported something like that.
In your summary of the candidates' positions on criminal justice issues, you note that Obama supports the Count Every Vote Act. What's that?
Well, according to our felon disenfranchisement laws, about 5 million people are not eligible to vote because of a current or previous felony conviction. Essentially, right now, we have a situation whereby if you're an ex-felon in West Virginia, you can vote for president. If you're an ex-felon in Virginia, you cannot vote for president. So the argument is, essentially, for national elections like that, we should all be playing by the same set of rules. So under legislation that Senator Obama had co-sponsored, anyone who completed their sentence would be eligible to vote in federal elections, even if they were not permitted to vote in their state on state elections. So he's been coming out in support of that. Senator McCain. We have not heard him say anything on this issue, so we have no reason to believe he's supportive of reform necessarily.
Given that these issues have not been very prominent in the campaign, are you optimistic that any significant change might come from the next administration, whoever's in the White House?
I think it's not so much whether there's a Democrat or a Republican in the White House. I think it's much more likely to happen if there can be a bipartisan movement for reform. Political leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, have been very cautious about embracing any kind of criminal justice reform. They've been very fearful about being tagged as soft on crime. And so I think in both parties, they really need that bipartisan support to give them the sort of political courage that would allow them to step forward and advocate for reform.
That was Mark Maurer, executive director of the Sentencing Project. To see a chart listing Obama and McCain's positions on 9 criminal justice-related issues, visit the group's website at sentencingproject.org or call them at area code 202-628-0871.